There have been a lot of developments in the South American country of Venezuela. When we put this show together, its president, Nicolas Maduro, remained in power, and its opposition leader, Juan Guaido, continued to lead protests against Maduro. In a new wave of demonstrations this week, Guaido called for the military to get involved in pushing President Maduro out of power. But afterward, Guaido admitted there wasn't enough support from the military to make that happen. And on Thursday, men and women in uniform marched alongside the president to show support for him. President Maduro also called for Venezuela's elected officials to come together this weekend in a show of unity. A Venezuelan human rights organization says 4 people have died in this week's violent protests. And tensions have spread internationally as well. Russia is one of the nations that support President Maduro. The U.S. is among the countries that support National Assembly leader Guaido. The Trump administration said at one point this week, Venezuela's president was planning to leave the country when Russia told him to stay put. President Maduro denied that. Both the U.S. and Russia have told each other not to interfere in the South American nation, but the Trump administration says U.S. military action there is possible if it's needed. No one knows what will happen next in the politically unstable and economically shattered country.